Recorded Books presents Across the Ages by Gabriel Meyer, narrated by Rachel Botchin. From 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Chapter 1. May 21st, 1727. Middleburg Plantation, Yugi, South Carolina. My bare toes dug into the hard-packed earth as I beat the rug on the back line, watching the dust melt away into the setting sunlight. It moved through the drooping Spanish moss on the ancient oak trees overhead, making me long for my troubles to fade away so easily. My arms burned from my task, and yet the anxious thoughts did not disappear, nor did the work calm my fearful heart. No matter how hard I tried to forget, the reality of my life was still with me. Or rather, the reality of my lives. I didn't know what to call my existence, or why it happened to me. When I went to sleep tonight in South Carolina in 1727, I would wake up in Paris, France, in 1927, tomorrow. And when I went to sleep in Paris, I would wake up in South Carolina again the next day, with no time passing while I was gone. I had two identical bodies, but one conscious mind that moved between them. And I had been going back and forth since I could remember, perhaps from the very beginning of my strange life. My breath came hard as sweat beaded on my brow. If only I could release the secrets my heart kept hidden, just as I released the months of dust and dirt from the rugs. Everything about my life was one secret built upon another, a fortress of mysteries too high to breach. Some were the secrets I kept, and others were the secrets kept from me.
Caroline, Grandfather's stern voice drifted through the oak trees and magnolias on our small tobacco plantation.
The Cooper River sparkled in the distance, but the fields of ripening tobacco and the indentured servants who worked there were hidden from my view. I'm here, I called to Grandfather, just around the corner and out of sight from the back porch of our simple two-story plantation home. I lifted the apron from the front of my homespun gown and wiped my brow as I made my way over roots and rocks toward him. Grandfather stood on the porch of our white clapboard house, his arms crossed in disapproval as he waited for me. Middleburg Plantation was a prominent property, and my grandfather, Josias Reed, was well respected. He'd come from England, by way of Massachusetts, to South Carolina. He was pleased with the home he had built, but the future of his pride and joy was uncertain, as I was his only heir.
What have you been doing?
He asked as I slowed my steps. Beating the rugs? His gaze fell to my bare feet and then lifted to the dust covering my face as his disapproval deepened.
We have servants to do the menial tasks, Caroline. The mistress of the plantation should be tending to the indoor work. Our guests have arrived, he interrupted. You should have been prepared by now. Governor Shepherd is an important man, and he will not look kindly upon his oldest son marrying a hoyden.
His son? I frowned, confused. I'm not marrying the governor's son.
What do you think this meeting is for?
He asked, his frustration mounting.
Really, Caroline, your naivete will be your undoing.
I've heard he's old and lazy, I protested. Grandfather took a step forward and lowered his voice, no doubt worried that the governor and his son might hear.
Elijah Shepherd will inherit 5,000 acres of the best rice plantation in America one day.
He shook his head with disappointment.
I could make nothing of your fickle mother before she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?